I remember the first time I visited Dennis and Maureen. I was warmly welcomed, and if any of you knew Dennis, he had some handshake on him. He would take hold of your hand and squeeze it, and I didn't know if he was ever going to let go, and I was pulling, and he kept looking at me and talking to me, but eventually he let me go, and we were able to sit together and have a nice chat. Dennis was a fascinating man, and it was a joy for me, even in his later years, to get to know him and Maureen and Jean and the family a little bit better. So we're going to take a few moments now just to pray, to give thanks to God for Dennis's life, and also to pray for Maureen, Jean, Philip, and the whole family circle. So please bow with me as we turn to our God in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that Dennis could sing those words, "My Lord, how great thou art." Thank you that he knew that the burden of his sin was borne by Jesus on the cross, and that he trusted in Jesus as his Savior and his Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving Dennis and for having mercy on him. Thank you for opening his eyes to his need of your Son. Thank you for giving him your Spirit, who helped him to keep looking to you. Father, thank you for the life you give to Dennis, 85 years. Each day you sustained him, you provided for him, and you cared for him. Thank you, Father, for blessing him with 60 years of marriage to Maureen, for blessing them together with children and grandchildren. And Lord, we pray and look to you now, the God of all comfort. And we ask that you would comfort this dear family with the comfort that only you can give. I pray for Maureen, and thank you, Lord, that she's well and able to be here today. Thank you for sustaining her. She has said to me time and time again, Lord, that she has known your grace sustaining her. Thank you for that. Continue to strengthen her, help her, and uphold her day by day. Thank you also for Dennis's brother Stanley, who is still alive and with us, and we ask that you would comfort him. Thank you for his brother-in-law George. Thank you, Lord, for Dennis's children, for Philip and Jean, for Philip's wife Jill and Jean's husband Leslie. And we ask again that you would comfort Philip and Jill, Jean and Leslie, with the grace and comfort that comes from you. Your steadfast love never ceases. You besiege us with your love, even when we resist it. And we thank you, Lord, that you are patient with us. And we thank you that you draw near to us in our affliction. And I ask that you would draw near to Philip and Jill and Jean and Leslie in a special way. We pray also for Dennis and Maureen's grandkids, for Chloe and Simon and Justin. You know them, Lord, and I just pray that you would minister your sustaining grace to them. Speak to them, Lord, of who you are and of your comfort, that you're there for them and with them. Thank you, Lord, for our families when we pass through transitions and grief that is difficult. Thank you for how this family has rallied together. Thank you, Lord, for Maureen's brother Desmond and his wife Mabel, who visited and cared so faithfully for this family and for their friends. Lord, thank you for that faithful ministry of prayer and reading the Bible with Maureen and with others. And thank you, Lord, for all the expressions of your kindness and comfort in the midst of the Frizzell's grief. So, Lord, we thank you today that though we grieve, we do not grieve as those who do not have hope. Because Dennis trusted in Jesus, and he hoped in the life that was truly found in Jesus Christ. He entrusted his sins to Jesus, who took them all away, and now he is resting with Christ we trust, and we thank you, and we commit one another to you in these moments, in Jesus' name. Amen.